Track 4, more news. Send conference a resounding success. A resounding success is how Devon County Council described its recent Special Educational Needs and Disabilities, SEND, conference in Exeter last week, held at Sandy Park and bringing together more than 300 delegates, exhibitors and speakers. The conference was a day of inspiration, collaboration and learning. The record-breaking attendance is a testament to the unwavering commitment of Devon schools to inclusive education and the shared vision of empowering all learners, a spokesman for Devon County Council said. Under the theme, Empowering Inclusive Learning Communities, the conference featured a programme of 3 keynotes and 2 interactive workshop sessions, offering practical strategies and heartfelt stories. Mark Finnis opened the day with a compelling keynote on building a culture of belonging through restorative and relational practice. Sarah Lord and Crystal Norris introduced the 4 cornerstones approach, emphasising genuine partnerships between families, practitioners and young people. George King, known as the Shard Climber, closed the day with a keynote on transforming neurodiversity from hindrance to superpower, sharing his personal journey with ADHD and the strength found in embracing difference. The workshops offered a rich hands-on learning across key areas. Throughout the day, the energy was palpable, fueled by passionate discussions, shared experiences, and a collective drive to make education more inclusive and supportive for every child, the spokesperson said. It is fantastic to see the dedication of Devon schools and professionals in creating environments where every learner feels seen, heard, and valued, the spokesperson added.
Couple's Adventure to Remember Mother. Morton Hampstead Parish Clerk Sam Parkin will be setting out on the adventure of a lifetime for hospice care. Together with her husband Matt, she will be remembering Matt's mother Jeanette with a trek in the Indian Himalayas, raising funds for the charity who cared for her before she passed away. They are well on the way to their £10,000 target for the trek, which is due to take place in October 2026. Sam explained, hospice care gave Jeanette the most incredible compassionate care in her final days at Searle House in Exeter and supported our whole family with kindness, dignity and empathy. We will never forget what they did for her, which is why we've set our sights high and taken on this challenge. It's our way of giving something back to help others going through the toughest times. The trek, a first for the intrepid pair, will take them through the Indian Himalayas on an ancient trail from the home of the Dalai Lama. They will be trekking for 8 hours a day, passing through remote mountain trails and villages, and will also spend 2 days volunteering with a local project in Delhi. Sam said, "We've done small fundraisers before, but nothing on this scale. It is a huge challenge physically, emotionally and logistically, but we're absolutely determined to make it count. We're lucky to have Dartmoor on our doorstep. The total trek distance is around 40 kilometres, but it's the altitude and terrain that will really test us. The pair are hoping to cover the entire cost of the trip themselves, including travel and accommodation, so that every penny donated via our Just Giving page goes directly to hospice care to help fund its care and support services. We're so grateful for the amazing Morton Hampstead community, from local businesses to friends, neighbours and their wider community. Their support has meant the world to us, and we couldn't do it without them."
3 fathers tackle tough cycling challenge. 3 dads have completed a grueling 5-day cycling challenge to raise funds for a village school. Tim Mitchell, Tim Wigram and Tony DiGennaro cycled around Devon and raised more than £1,100 for Abbots Kurzweil Primary School. The trio were greeted on their return to the school by children who scooted or cycled down the road. The dad's route was predominantly the National Cycle Network, but included some particularly steep hills along the way. Tim Mitchell, whose daughter Rhea is a pupil, explained, "We picked the worst hills on the route. We love the pain, but we're all experienced cyclists. I average about 60 to 80 miles a week." The return to school was just fabulous, and to see the children join us was superb. "We are so lucky to have such a brilliant school, which is beyond comparison." Tim has previously raised £14,000 for the school when in 2019 he cycled from John O'Groats to Land's End. Their trip coincided with the school's bikeability training for Year 5 and 6 children, which involved safe cycling and the importance of wearing helmets and being visible. Head teacher Kevin Martin congratulated the trio, saying, "A huge congratulations to Tim and Tony for a huge achievement and raising money for our school. Thank you to the staff, PTFA and the Army of Traffic Wardens who help keep all our children safe, and the parents who came along to support. It was a great community event, and the money raised will go to the school's PTFA, which provides additional resources."
Celebrating Devon's active volunteers. The Active Devon Volunteer Awards are back for a fourth year. The awards, which launched in 2022, celebrate unpaid volunteers across Devon who help others in their communities to be more active. Nominations are open now, so whether you want to recognise a young volunteer, unpaid individuals in communities across Devon, or a volunteering team who tirelessly give their time to support others to be more active, get nominating and celebrate their work. The awards are looking for nominations from a wide variety of volunteers, including coaches, walk and run group leaders, club committee members, and physical activity organisers. Visit the Active Devon website for more information and to make a nomination.
New trainee detectives join Devon and Cornwall Police Force. Devon and Cornwall Police has welcomed more than a dozen new trainee detectives into its ranks today, Monday the 23rd of June. The force welcomed 19 of the 72 trainee detectives who recently passed through Police Now's National Graduate Programme. The trainees completed 13 weeks of intensive training at Police Now's National Residential Academy, the first part of the two-year programme. Millie Tanner, Police Now's Head of Academy, said this is incredibly diverse cohort of new officers all bring such unique experiences and perspectives to the front line, which will further support and better represent the communities they now serve.